All right.
Hello.
There we go.
Welcome. It happened to us twice now. Oh, man.
I won't remember it next time either, I'm sure.
I had a feeling. I was like, there should be a green bar somewhere on there. And I didn't catch it. But it's all right. No one else caught it either. So.
That's what I like to know.
It's all good.
That's what I like to see.
We'll cut it out.
It never happened.
No, because we just talked about it. Well, that means one more time. Happy 30th episode.
Yeah, dude. Just one more staged clink of the old bottle.
Clip it.
Clip.
That way we never actually have to drink again. We can just play the clip.
Just repeat it like just getting hammered.
Well, you were supposed to get hammered this week playing this game.
I didn't. You know, here's what happened.
What happened?
Here's what happened. So we're playing backyard baseball, and the challenge was 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs. I bought a 6-pack, which is what we're drinking on right now, which obviously means I did not drink all 6 beers.
Did you drink any?
I drank one. And then didn't feel so good. My tummy hurt.
So did you have a hot
and I had to lay down. I got brats.
Didn't even touch.
I've had 4 brats.
Oh, not while playing, not while drinking the beer.
No.
Not trying to actually. So I told
I've had brats like 3 separate times.
I told
last
you
week.
Over text, there's another game called, I think it's called 9 Hours, 9 Doors. 9 people, maybe?
Like a horror game? Horror
it's
walking
like a
sim?
Horror puzzle game. I could be wrong here.
You mean like...
But I want to say made by...
Grandma's Puzzles?
That also made Hotel Dusk. So
no, oh. Not okay, Grandma's. That sounds cool. Dude. Oh. Okay. I was about to invent like a new game genre, or rather a genre bender, and then I realized... Nah, people have been doing this for a while. I was going to say like a horror-infused Zelda, like, pixelated. Yeah, there's so many of them, actually. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was thinking, I just started playing this one. It's not Nikita Boy, because that's another one on my playlist that I'm going to attack next. Christ, I can't remember what it was called.
Are you digging through your backlog right now? What's happening?
I had an active... monthly membership to Humble Bundle for like
yes you told me about that
3 or 4 years way back. Mm-hmm. and by way back I mean like 4 years ago.
It was, I feel like, even longer than that, wasn't it? Because I remember maybe it was 4. You would know, you probably looked at it just recently. So
oh, I definitely did, and that is not why I think it was 4 years ago. That's just a straight stab in the dark.
Okay.
It felt good.
I feel like it was longer because you would give me games that you already had, because you would get games that you already had, because you're the kind of guy that just buys a game.
I have a fuckload of games on Steam. It's actually insane.
And then Humble Bundle would have it in one of its bundles, and you'd get it. Because that's how I got Borderlands 3. So, yeah, okay.
Not that long ago.
That wasn't that long ago that you did that. But I feel like even longer than that, you'd give me another game.
Possibly. Well, and honestly, like, once a year, I'll just, like, get bored and miserly, and I don't want to spend any of my current wallet on games. And so I'll be like, well, and I'm not feeling anything in particular, so let's go through the roughly, probably call it 2,000 games that I have available through Humble Bundle that I never claimed.
I have a, sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're good.
I call it Humbleware.
Humbleware?
I have a little subcategory in all my Steam games,
mm-hmm.
And it's Humbleware. And it's all those
W-A-R-E,
games.
Yeah.
I've done that. Kind of thing, or you, nice. You buy a bundle for one game and you end up with a bunch
oh, you get
of
yeah,
games,
a whole bunch of shit.
Or yeah, I think I was subscribed for a little while.
No, that's actually really awesome. I have not kept track of them. A good chunk of my Steam library is that.
You can go into your Humble Bundle account and look at all of your games.
Yeah, you can go into every possible game that you had ever had an option of picking. Because they would I think they have multiple tiers, and basically. Mm-hmm. They would give you with like they would present you with like 9 titles and you could take your pick, and there was always like one AAA-ish level game in there guaranteed a month or whatever it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could pick like 3, 5, 6 whatever titles, yeah. And so I just like open each month in a new tab and just go through them. So I found all these titles because I really got into a walking sim kick for a minute there.
Yeah.
And I played through like three of them, and they were all so fucking good. And then I got some like action adventure story driven like 2D 8-bit pixel-y shit, just like really like
very indie.
I wanted some simple indie titles that really focused on the core. Yeah. I didn't want over the top. I don't want fucking ray tracing. I want a good game.
Yeah.
So I downloaded a bunch of those, and I'm playing through Mo Astray right now, I think is what it is. I'm not very far into it, but it's super heavy Last of Us vibes in that the universe is zombies, I think in space, on another planet perhaps, or a ship in space somewhere. But the zombies are all like mushroom, like fungal zombies. Yeah. But your character is like a slime, like a bioengineered slime.
I'm intrigued.
And it's so the core mechanics of the game is you move around. It's puzzle-y, but the main gimmick, excuse me, is you have a click and directional hold and release jump mechanic. Okay.
There's a game like that on the DS.
And then you stick the walls, and then it's like that's it.
There's a Dragon Quest game on the DS.
Fuck like yeah.
Slimes Adventures, Slimes Quest. I don't know. Some whatever slime it is. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fucking sick.
Sounds cool.
It introduces story seems really cool. And it's like got that optional lore thing in games where you can interact with objects, find books or pages, and then if you want to sit there and read it, you can read it, and it'll slowly paint a very broad canvas of the backstory or the background of what's going on. But one of the unique things that you can do as the slime is you can jump on zombies' heads and also creatures, like anything basically infected or if it has a face.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, no, it's 2D. Like, it's kind of platformy.
Slime is stuck on like
not 3D at all. No, very 2D.
How do you jump on
that? So I mean, it's
your slime that can jump, huh?
Well, like you're like walking on the ground, and then you like, and you're like, pop, and you pop up, and so you can like jump, and it's the gravity system, and like how far away the cursor is when you activate the jump or release the jump is like how much power is behind your jump. And so it's very consistent, very repeatable. And so once you get a feel for it, you can be pretty accurate with it.
Right.
Lots of puzzles. But the main super interesting gimmick is that you can hop on zombies' heads and then control them. And then you can also, like, essentially read their mind and extract some information out of their brains. And so that is, like, that key background storytelling mechanic. Mm. And it's really cool. It's almost like you get the high level personnel file of a given character, and so it'll have like a unique ID value for them, perhaps a name. Sometimes like a Pokédex. The data's scrambled. Yeah, very Pokédexy. But then there's one specific attribute for every individual or thing that you can scan so far, and it has something to do with like rebirth or regeneration or restoration. And it's like I forget what it's called, but it's like. Something to do with whether or not they are approved for rebirth
okay.
or something like that. And it's a true false value. And it's just interesting to see like, oh, this guy was commander of so-and-so, but he doesn't like this arbitrary thing about regeneration or something. He doesn't have whatever that is. Like he can't do, I don't know what it is yet. So it's really spooky. It's very atmospheric. Very, I want to say Metroidian. But so far there's no Castlevania there's no Vania part to it.
Gotcha.
But the world is very unique. The soundtrack is eerie and spooky, but also just it fucking bumps. It's cool. I'm having fun with it so far. I'm only like an hour in.
Hell yeah.
Anyway,
I don't have anything cool like that.
Nothing going on.
No,
you've been smacking down on Tribes lately.
I've been playing a lot of Tribes, and I've been playing Far Cry 1 because my homie stopped playing Far Cry 6 with me.
Oh, dude, I would love to play Far Cry 6 with you.
I know. We just never. We don't time out together correctly.
No, we don't. I feel like we fall back on this too much.
Yeah, well,
for our time together.
I mean, it is. I mean, that's our.
It is our thing.
It fits into our schedule well. It works.
This is true.
It is funny though that on our next Sunday though we're like no because I have that Sunday dedicated. I've got to do something else with that Sunday.
We got to do something else. I know. Yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I've been working on the house a lot lately.
I went on a road trip down to Denver this weekend.
Yeah. How'd that go?
That was cool. There's a thing called the Bubble Planet Experience.
Does that have anything to do with the butterfly pavilion or the zoo or anything like that?
No, let me lay a scene for you
here. Put it down, dude.
So that's what I was expecting, and we were not. I can say I remember now we were
not expecting this.
We were not near any of that stuff.
Oh.
We were totally planning on going to that. Gotcha. I wasn't near any of that stuff.
Okay.
Actually getting there, I'm just kinda like, we're getting into a rougher part of Denver, so this is interesting.
Fun.
And then pull into what's, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a, I don't know if it was like for art students in like a housing. It was an artist housing thing. Now, I don't know if it was for artists that are like students at the colleges or what. It was a big building. I've heard of things, especially in Denver,
mm-hmm.
where they have artist compounds. They're usually kind of like co-op communist-ish things. You know what I'm talking
Hell
about?
Hell yeah, dude.
Not communist, but like...
No, I'm picking
that
up.
You know what I'm talking about, especially having lived in Colorado. There's a lot of co-op. There's another word for it that's not a commune. Hostile? But it's like... I guess. It's like a commune, sort of, I guess.
I'll take commune. Compound.
Compound. It is. It's like an artist compound.
All right. Artist compound. Sounds dangerously close to something that's okay. This was
a lot more like... It seemed a lot more state-ran... You know, they were running this thing that you could go into. That was the Bubble Planet Experience.
It was in this so-called compound
housing thing. Yeah,
interesting. Like a central atrium of sorts.
That sounds like something that I
like open air.
No.
Oh
no, no. So you go inside, and mm-hmm. the first room you go into is the floor is screens, and there's sharks. And
okay.
There's mirrors all around you too. The walls are all mirrors, so it makes everything in the room look bigger. It makes that screen on the floor looks like it goes out further.
You should have started with like the fact that there's like projections and screens, because I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then,
or maybe not projections, but screens.
I feel like you've seen something that is like this. That's way cooler than this.
Oh, fuck! I'm definitely thinking of something that is dope as fuck.
And Ren really enjoyed it, but it wasn't like mind blowing. It was cool.
It was 2-year-old cool, not 32-year-old cool.
It was still 32-year-old cool.
All right, bet.
I think I felt I enjoyed my time.
That's all that matters.
The next room that we went into, I want to say, is that totally changes the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like white and pink, and then in the center of this room is a glass room.
Okay.
And there's like a giant tree made of white balloons in there.
Okay.
And then there's giant, giant pink balloons filled with like helium, because they just, you hit them and they just soar.
You hit them?
Yeah, I mean, you can just smack them. You're not supposed to stomp on them or anything. But I mean, the room is filled with them. You walk through, you got to move these things around to get to the exit.
Oh, shit.
That was cool. Ren did not.
That sounds unsanitary as fuck.
There was a lot of hand sanitizer around.
All right, I'll take that.
This is it's an art experience, right?
Okay, fair. Wait, how in this pink and white room, were there balloons stacked on the floor too?
Yes, I mean, it was
the
just
white
like,
balloons on the floor,
it's
pink
like,
on the top.
So you're in this glass room that's smaller than the actual room, and that mm-hmm. room is filled with balloons, not like to the brim,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, like probably to like your waist.
Okay.
And then people are in there. Some people are just, you can go in and just play around in there, or you can just take. You could walk straight through it.
Sure.
And so...
Put it in height terms, or like density terms of Ren. Is it a Ren high? Is it 2 Ren
yeah,
high?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No wonder he didn't fucking like... Yeah,
he's
yeah.
in my arms. Like, nope.
Oh, yeah. Like, don't you dare pull me down, motherfucker.
So,
that's so fucking funny.
You go through there, and I could be recalling rooms wrong. You go through another room where they have like bubbles displaying from a projector onto the walls, and the walls are... some weird painting. It kind of looks like bubbles on the moon or something. I don't know.
Like those like glow in the dark disco golf, like putt-putt golf places in the mall got a massive upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck kind yeah. Of, yeah. I honestly fuck with it.
So that room, I've got more.
Oh, fuck.
That room leads into a vaporwave room. This is the coolest fucking
Now I know room, why you dude. Were so excited to talk about
this
it.
This room is like, it's got crazy lighting going on. A lot of these rooms do too. They've got really wild lighting. This one is like, I want to say like pinkish lighting. And the walls are like pink with that like white vaporwave cloud vibe.
Mm-hmm.
There's this giant man made of silver. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he's the just the face, not super detailed. Just like a, you would see
like
a
robot faceplate.
What?
Like a robot faceplate with like the thin visor strip, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Fuck, whatever.
He's sitting in this giant bathtub.
Oh, what?
And you can see his knees sticking up at one point. And it's all like foamy.
Okay. And this is being projected on the wall or something?
No, this dude is in this pool.
This is just happening.
This is just happening. Oh, this is actually happening.
Jeez. Like an animatronic or like a real dude in a suit?
No. This is a giant like inflatable suit or something. Like,
what the fuck?
It's like stuffed or like, it's an artist place. It's like an art. So I'm all these artists have made this deal.
I've seen some weird art, so I just have to clarify some things.
It is giant. I mean, this dude is like, his head is at least 6 foot tall. Right.
Oh.
And he's at the end of the room.
What the fuck?
And you can see his arms, and he's got like a hand and like a foot sticking up at the very end where you walk into the room. And it's a giant pool, and there's like pool ladders to get in and out. It's filled. It's like a ball pit. It's all white balls in this ball pit. It's giant.
Sounds like Congress.
And it's like, what the fuck?
That's pretty good, right?
I know. I hate you.
That was pretty good.
Oh, I hate you.
Anyway.
So. And these ball, this pool is like up to my chest. I kind of like could sink into it.
Okay.
That room was big and cool.
This sounds insane.
That was wild. Ren didn't really care for that one too much either.
Yeah, I'm sure not. Do you want to crawl in this giant cyborg retro wave dude's bathtub? Like, nah.
No,
not really.
No,
is his dick in
here,
there?
God,
like,
get me out.
I'm good.
And there's tons of people.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. That'd be weird to participate in the live art.
Knowing that like half of these people are just tripping balls and the other half are with their kids and on Father's Day.
Yeah, no, that's a good point too, because I could be either one of those people.
Right. Yeah.
At
any given point.
I wouldn't survive a psychedelic trip to something like that right now.
So I don't remember if it was right after that room. I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, there is like a room that had VR where you sit in this bubble.
Okay.
And you put on these goggles. We didn't do that, you know. You walk past that into a room that is, once again, all mirrors everywhere, but they have these strings of bubbles, like round lights coming down, and they're all together. There's like they're like strobing and tripping you out.
Oh, shit.
So you take this beam of blue from one corner of this small room, actually what it is. So you're just walking like a U through it to get to the exit. But the way they have these mirrors all set up, it looks like it just goes on. And this blue light comes through. It's like, and just like,
like showing you the way or something?
No.
Oh,
no.
Just shooting through.
Just shooting through.
That's fucking, that sounds dope.
It was so cool.
So you kind of set this up and you made it sound like it was something sketch and weird at first. And then you started talking about it and I was like, I think I've heard of that. And you were like, lower your expectations. It was okay. And then you proceed to describe kind of one of the coolest things we've ever talked about. But all right.
I don't know because it sounds
consider
really
my expectations
cool.
Managed.
It sounds really cool. But it's really short. Like, it's
sure.
Such a short experience. If all this stuff was done up bigger, like that last room, if they made it bigger where you could just stand in there, because it's a walkway, you know?
Right.
So people are kind of coming through. If you gave it more space where you have a chance to kind of stand alone in there for a little bit.
I think
you know,
a solitary experience would definitely be preferable
be
if possible.
Way cooler. Oh, there was another one where it's like a dome, and that one felt really short on me. Kids seemed to really like it, but I did not understand the appeal to it. It was projecting onto this dome when you went inside of it.
Sure.
And then there was like a mirrored floor, and it was projecting onto that as well. I don't know. It was interesting, but just not.
Wasn't like, ooh.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel it.
It felt very like something that some acid heads definitely threw together in their backyard for Halloween.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, but it was cool. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm glad we went. Ren enjoyed it. There was also a part where bubbles do just come down from the ceiling.
Fuck yeah.
I would have liked more actual bubbles, I guess, was my...
That's fair.
I went with a two-year-old, so I had different
wants
out of it, I guess.
That's fair. And I mean, it sounds like he had an okay time.
Yeah, and then we went to the aquarium. You ever been to the Denver Aquarium?
Not a long-ass time.
It's cool. It's an aquarium.
Yeah.
They don't have octopus. Any octopi.
No, what?
I was really
don't have an
down.
Octopus?
I really like octopi, so I was very...
Dude, I did too. They're very cool.
Very disappointed in that. Jellyfish, though, and I always love to see jellyfish.
Did they have jellyfish?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't think it was as cool as Bass Pro.
Dude, I know. The Bass Pro
that
Aquarium,
Bass Pro
dude.
One is sick. I didn't realize just how sick it was until going to the Denver one. And I was like, damn, that one is really
Don't we
cool.
have a fucking insanely good aquarium in, like, Lincoln or Omaha?
I don't know. I mean, I've been to the one in Omaha. And that
or
one
am I thinking
cool.
of the zoo?
Omaha has the zoo that has the aquarium.
They have, like, the big zoo. Like, the really good one.
Yeah, that zoo is legit. That is... Fuck Denver Zoo.
Dude, Denver Zoo sucks.
It's terrible. You feel
they
terrible.
They need to shut
animals.
It down, dude. It's really sad.
It is. I mean, I always walked out of there just depressed and upset. Like, let's go have a fucking beer or shot. Like,
yeah,
I'm
dude.
Mad. I need a cigarette.
About to fucking go all Zionist and free some animals.
Yeah, dude. Let that fucking polar bear out and let him tear some fucking faces off.
That's right.
Those poor monkeys.
Dude, they're just so... Yeah,
they've got a big enclosure, but they're the angriest monkeys I've ever seen in any zoo.
Yeah. Makes me wonder what they're doing back there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably cheating all of those monkeys out of their hard-earned bananas.
Some fucking Exotic Joe's kind of shit going on back there.
Joe Exotic, man. I never did watch the follow-up season.
Me neither. No.
I don't think I want to. Well, I kind of enjoyed the vague mystery that it was the first time I watched it, and then... Just letting it, you know, slowly fade into its anonymity and its mystery and just be a, like, an enshrined experience in my timeline.
You know, it is always fun to hear a documentary, or, like, not a documentary necessarily, but a director behind a movie talk about, you know, I like commentaries. I like to sit and watch a commentary.
I do, too.
And that's kind of what that feels like for a documentary. But in that regard... That feels wrong to me. You know how you're not supposed to interact with your subject with the documentary? Mm-hmm. And we've really crossed that line, I feel like. And that's become its own thing.
Well, you blur the lines with reality
and
TV.
And who's to say that you shouldn't?
Which is anything but.
Taking a picture of the starving kid but not giving the starving kid food is pretty fucked up.
I don't know, man. Photographer's code is real.
Fuck that. In that sense, fuck that.
Okay, Superman.
You
what the fuck?
If you're watching a bird kill another animal or some shit like that, don't interact. But if you're
be very
like
careful what
like,
you about to say next.
Something like this, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either way, we played baseball this week.
That's right. We did play baseball. And you know why? Because we're Pocket Cast. We're just a couple of grown fucks who like to get around once every other week or so and talk about fucking old games that nobody played.
We absolutely love it. And I think people played this.
Yeah, I always make a reference to how, oh, nobody else has ever played this game before. And, like, we're the first people who have ever done it.
Last week is, I think you're fair. That would have been a fair thing.
Well, even Atelier was supposed to be, like, a really big title. Maybe not in the U.S.
Yeah. I still don't think it's even big anywhere. I think it's kind of...
Big enough to get, like, 15 titles or whatever the fuck
it
was.
That's a fair point, yeah.
But then again... Yeah, I can think of a bunch of other...
We played Backyard Baseball 09.
What a great year, by the way. That was the year I graduated high school.
The year before I graduated. So, I thought it kind of sucked. I have nothing good to say about 09.
That's fair. The only thing good about 09 was moving out.
I might have lost my virginity in 09, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good for you.
09 was a good year.
Good for you. I don't think I got laid until like 10. Not years old, but 2010.
2010.
Yeah. Should probably specify that.
That makes sense. You lived a very sheltered life. You had to get out there.
Yeah, I made up for that real fast.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're in that kind of situation, too, you got to think about baseball. Think about who's on first, who's on second, who's on third.
So what's on third?
I don't want to do the joke.
I don't want to do the joke either. I just want to do it justice.
I want to know right off the bat.
Off the pitch, you might even say.
Have you played other backyard sports
games? And I know that I have. And I only think I've ever played the baseball games, and I can't even remember. There was one other specific backyard baseball game that I played. I played it on PC, and it was years ago, and I...
You played it on PC, you said?
Yeah, years ago.
See, and that's... I had it on PC. I had, like, the whole catalog
of backyard games. I didn't... Well...
And what I was trying to figure out just recently was, because this is titled 09, and I believe there are, I know for sure, backyard baseball games on the DS titled other years. And I don't think they did that in the other one. I mean, back in the day.
I thought
like,
so.
And I didn't do any research. I said, like, is this a resurgence of it? Or was there always just, like, continuous new releases of backyard sports? I guess for every system, there probably was a new release.
I'm sure for every system. And I'd hazard a guess close to every year. This can't be a super complicated game to churn out.
Yeah, but I just don't see why it'd make you money. But I just don't see why you would buy the game. Or how you could argue for your parents to buy the game. Because it is the same game.
Yeah, but every year you get all the, you know, the players get updated players, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, dude.
I liked something I really missed out on this game versus the other ones was the announcing. There's
zero announcing. And that is I don't think a single voice line.
I disagree. I feel like they kind of
say something. Oh, no. There is the you get the umpire call outs.
Yeah, but I thought the kids kind of say something, but maybe I'm wrong.
Do they?
I could be wrong, though.
I
think I ended up playing this game on silent for quite a bit because
no, did you?
That was such a. I mean, if you're not going to have the announcers, though, no reason because
the announcers is where it's at with any sports.
Is there music in the game like when you're actually playing? Because I know there's menu music and
at the change of each inning and at the introduction of each new batter. Okay. You'll get like right. A little jingle for each batter based. I think I never actually looked it up, but I think it's based on. That basically that individual batter's proficiency, given the team that you're playing against, their quality as a batter, and the location that they're playing the game on.
Okay.
I think. And I only say that just because sometimes it legit sounds like your mom died. Like, that's the sound it makes. It's just like, bam, bam, bam. You're like, Jesus, fuck, dude. Does this guy suck?
About to hit a home run on your ass.
Well, and the other times it's all upbeat and it's like, bam, bam, bam. You know, I don't fucking know, but I do have the menu, like title menu jingle, just burned
from working
burned
on
into my
setup.
Yeah, I was setting up. We're gonna play a little one on one later after we wrap this puppy up.
We're
and
gonna do it live for you. You're gonna be here with us.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure it out, and I'm not gonna lie, I was so hyper focused that when I first started, I had both instances running simultaneously, both full tilt volume, but like just a half beat off from each other, and I'm just like hyper focused for like 10 minutes, and then I was like, why do I feel like I'm about to have a psychotic break?
Why do I have this going? I'm the same exactly.
Oh man, yeah, that was rough.
Like, this is. Terrible. I am hating my life right now. Why have I not stopped this? Like, it's been stressing me the fuck out.
I know. Yeah, it wasn't a good time. I mean, I was having a good time. I just, you know, was also slowly being driven to madness.
Well, you gotta have your hacker music on when you're trying to
get
your fucking knock it
back. That's absolutely right. Because those hacker tunes going.
Yeah, gotta get into the system. How many games did you feel like you played? Because I think you might have played more than me.
I played through quite a few, dude. And
I played the same game over and over and over.
Really?
Yeah, because I just kept... So, did you do season play?
I did. Yeah, I only did the season play.
I did season play. I set mine to... The first time I had it set to hard.
Yeah.
Because I liked 9 innings.
I was kind of bummed that the number of innings is strictly based on the difficulty.
You can change it.
Oh, can you?
So I went down. So after playing hard, which is just so mean because every time that your team should catch it, if you have a lead, they will drop the ball. They will every time you have a lead, they will air the ball.
That's That really sucks. I would just make the pitches more difficult. And
just little things where they just like, all of a sudden the RNG is just really leaning against you.
Don't castrate me to increase the difficulty settings. Make it fair.
Every time they bat, they knock down one of your players. The shit like that. Which was the most satisfying thing to do.
Oh, yeah. When you fucking hit shortstop in the face and he's just like, you're like, I didn't expect to run a bag in, but okay, I guess we did. Really, I was expecting a double play here.
Kill a 10-year-old. Yeah,
I do sometimes forget that most of the players are kids, and then, you know, and then, David Ortiz.
Yeah,
Jeter.
Is it Jeter or Jeter? How do you say it? Derek?
Derek Jeter?
Jeter.
Yeah. Jeter, like Peter with a J.
Jeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really hilarious thing to see, too. And
that's so funny.
Ways to tell of, like, you can just always tell. Even if I don't know who this baseball player is, I can always tell if it's a professional baseball player or if it's a made-up character. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the kids look a little ridiculous and, like, pimple-faced.
Ichiro, they didn't give him a last name.
No, it's just Ichiro.
It's just Ichiro.
Yeah, and you're like, I mean, I'm definitely picking him, but, like...
Like, it feels... I don't know.
Yeah, man, I'm not gonna make too many comments on that.
Yeah, there's a few stereotypes that have always been played into, I felt like, in backyard baseball. Positively. And that's a very, like, early 2000s thing about it, where it was like, you had to have every ethnicity and their culture, even if we have their culture a little stereotyped.
I'm gonna deviate oh so slightly on this exact topic. There's this, I believe it's a Japanese-made American baseball game, and all of the names were attempted. Like, all the player names were attempted. Have you seen this? It'll circle around the internet, like, screenshots of this game, or just, you know, somebody copy-pasting all of the different names printed out. But it's clearly a foreigner's attempt at making up random American English names. And they're hilarious. They're all so close and not at all. Like, it's it's great. I couldn't give you a single example off the cuff, but
Toby makes Smith sense.
Sure, it's just hilarious, and it's, or maybe it was a football game, not a baseball game. I don't remember.
It's a sports title.
It's a sports game. I assume baseball because I know baseball is pretty huge in Japan as well.
Yeah,
but
yeah, anyway. I don't think football is. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is.
Honestly, dude. I think I like baseball way more than I like football.
I feel like this got you back into baseball.
I've been kind of feeling some baseball for a minute, actually. Just summer and getting out, throwing the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, why is this just feel so good? Just, I mean, being outside feels good. You know, moving around feels good. But, like, something about catch, dude, in the sun, fuck me.
Yeah, that just puts a big old smile on
you. Dude, I blossom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's a beautiful thing.
This is a good time.
Yeah.
This game put my dick in the dirt 5 seconds in. I was at bat at the very beginning. I back up. How much time did you spend building your team?
So I had done my hard mode where I did not put much time into my team. And then,
in terms of, like, your individual character selection, when creating,
character selection, played a game or two, and it was just like, fuck this.
Yeah,
I'm going to medium mode. You can extend it to 9 innings. I did it that way.
Damn.
The problem with 9 innings is that, like, you flip your DS closed.
It dies. It's a gamble. You know, it's that's the hard like, part.
You don't
I agree.
Come back to it, or like you shut it off, not thinking about it. Just Ren gets a hold of it. You never know. Anything can happen.
I will say 6 innings.
Yeah, that seemed like
I could make a poop in 6 innings and still not feel like I was robbing Peter.
That's fair.
In the bathroom, whatever. Yeah, six innings was nice.
Then on my second try through though, I picked my team. I went through because they do have, you can read on each character.
Yeah.
Preferences that they have, people that they want on their team to make them play better,
locations that they're better or suck at.
It's still funny because some of them do not say that at all.
Yeah, some of them are just like, I'm God.
Or it just says, like, he likes hot dogs.
Yeah, and it's just like, an average player or something. Yeah, it's super mediocre.
It gives you rankings on what they're throwing and they're pitching and they're catching. And
yeah, there's like, 8 or 9 different baseball, like baseball characteristic stats. Yeah, like power or batting, accuracy, pitching. I did spend some time going through them. At first, I was just going to kind of just, and then I was like, fuck. I don't want to get in here and be frustrated that the reason I feel like I'm sucking is because I picked a bunch of shitty players and didn't have them assigned. So I was like, I'm going to front load the time. No, in fact, I think I only picked up two. A hitter and I think an outfielder. Or maybe, no, I think... No, because my shortstop is actually one of the kids. No, it's not. It's Sanchez.
I put Sanchez in.
God. Yeah, I know. I put him in at shortstop.
I don't know if we talked about it last time. Like, yeah, you have to put him at shortstop. He rocks. It's fucking insane.
So that motherfucker.
He's so slow, though. They nerfed him in this game. And, you know,
he doesn't hit for shit.
He hits okay. He's got a decent power, but he doesn't run for shit. That is true too. It's that run just isn't there. If you hit it right into that perfect sweet spot in the outfield, right past that shortstop or second base, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have enough speed to make it to first base. Any other player on your team does.
Yeah.
Lisa Crockett, did you have her on your team?
Is she a pro player or a kid?
Kid?
I don't think so.
She got the long ponytail. She's just like a really dorky looking.
I got the hot blonde. Which is not really actually how I want to actually try to characterize a youthful backyard baseball character.
Lisa Crockett.
Let me clarify. She would just be a popular girl.
Lisa Crockett was this dorky looking chick. Maybe nerdy, not rednecky. I don't remember.
I should have just agreed with you.
Yeah. So... Lisa Crockett, though, hits home runs like a fucking champ, dude. Yeah, just smacks this thing home.
What the fuck?
It's this random character that you would not think. I just one time threw her on a power hit, and she brought home a grand slam. And that
I did not get a grand slam.
Yeah, I got a grand slam.
I'm jelly gel. I got a couple of home runs.
You know what I will say about this game? Having played against... a total of four teams, I think.
Okay.
But having played just the same game over and over and over a few times, it's okay to do that because they're all the same team.
Really?
There's not that much variation.
I disagree.
There's so little variation.
Completely.
There's so few players to choose from, and you have to pick what?
Well, I think where the game separates that a little bit is it? I think it really fucking matters what players you play together and what position they play. I agree that there's not, because there's only what, like maybe 30 different characters to staff a team with.
Maybe. We'll find out at the end if you stick around.
That's right.
We're live streaming us playing the game against each other.
We absolutely won't fucking count them ourselves, but you're welcome to do it quickly.
We might do it.
You can do it.
I got the tism.
How many toothpicks?
Not that kind, just the bad alcoholic kind. Or like there's a joke I saw about this that was, I wish I had the math kind of autism and not the
drinking myself into the addictive
personality the over, you know, just having too much of a sense of justice.
I was like, yeah, interesting. Yeah.
I get that.
That's totally you, actually. That's wild.
Yeah.
You know what also is super wild to me?
Hmm.
If I wanted to get in touch with a policeman, I would call you.
Why?
Okay, clarification. Not if it was an emergency. If it's an emergency, I'm dialing 911.
Yeah,
but if I wanted to just call a cop, I couldn't give you a reason because I don't want to call a cop. But if I wanted to for some reason, I would be like, hey, what's this cop's phone number?
You'd be wrong to ask me that.
I feel like you know all the cops in town. Tell me I'm wrong.
Being a bartender, I guess I do.
Tell me all the cops are alcoholics?
No. I am saying that most of the cops I've just seen due to problems at the bar.
Fair.
Or cops will just kind of, they used to come through and do a nightly walk through kind of deal.
That's kind of cool.
Not really. Not really.
Oh, not in a cool way.
I mean, they're doing it in a cool way just because like they're bored and they just want to see what's going on.
That's
like,
fair.
What I think it really is.
I feel like our cops do get bored.
But for business, that's not the coolest thing.
Yeah, I guess if you want to be a cool bar, having cops come in regularly is a pretty uncool thing.
Yeah, well, it's just, you know, tell me that you're not trying to scope out who's in here getting drunk so if you see them driving later.
Pull them over.
Yeah.
Dirty trick, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Let these guys drive their drunk ass home in peace.
At least, you know, catch them fair and square, right?
Yeah. Where's the thrill of the chase?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Run from the cops more.
Honestly? Yeah.
We have a friend that did
That's an official Pocket Cast endorsement.
We have a friend that did that twice here in a small town.
Is it the one I'm thinking of?
Probably.
100%.
I'm not going to name drop you right now. If you're listening, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm,
good
mm-hmm.
job. Good job at just being a sleuth. That's not even the right word.
A sleuth?
That's the wrongest word for
a
that.
Sneaky snack, perhaps? A
sneaky snack.
A rapscallion? A successful rapscallion?
Ooh, I like it. Mm. Yes, for this character... Perfect.
I think that is perfect. Mm-hmm. Again, if it is the presumed character that
yes,
I am
is.
Also thinking of.
It is. It is. Mm,
great. Good on you, mate. I will say, I went to this kid.
Talk about
I went to this kid. Holy shit, dude. I went to school with this kid. Okay? That's how that was supposed to go. I went to school with this kid. Probably not going to name drop him either. Although I'm not even sure if he's still alive. He's got to be. There's no way. His dad was super fucking loaded. I mean, stupid loaded. This motherfucker was like taking a private jet from like the Rockies to California to meet with a fashion advisor to go over like the new seasonal catalogs and make his selections, and then doing his homework on the return flight that evening, and then would go to school again the next morning. And I was like, cool, man, I'm gonna go to both my jobs and then go home and do my homework after I finish my chores. But that's pretty cool. Anyway, he was actually really chill. But I remembered he'd come to school with a different colored Lambo every other day. Like, it was insane. But I used to hang out with him after we graduated. And I remember we were running from the cops a few different times in, like, his Ferrari. Which, honestly, now that I'm older, seems insane to me. Because I can't imagine there were a bunch of Ferraris driving around. Even in Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems unlikely. But anyway, we would do it and smoke clove cigarettes. This is fucking awesome.
I had roommates in Omaha that were really into the drag racing scene of it all. And maybe not even just drag racing, but just having a fast fucking street racing car.
Fair, yeah.
I don't know if it's still true, but I guess Omaha used to be home to one of like the biggest street racing scenes in the country.
Weird choice, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I guess, you know, you think about Dodge, you're like just driving through Omaha. It's got the big, it's a big interstate that's probably the most likely to be open at times.
I feel like that's believable enough.
I guess there's nothing else to do in Nebraska besides go fast.
So. Yeah, go fast either in your car or in the kitchen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Take your pick.
Maybe both.
Probably both.
I had
for
roommates
many,
where
I
would
think,
just be
yeah.
like just riding with them, and they just drive like it doesn't matter. Like they're not afraid of cops because they just be like vroom, so fast past it. Like it's not like I'll just take the next exit.
They would just Tokyo Drift that shit. We're like,
and
oh
like,
dude,
if you not go... Tokyo Drift where they won't follow us, but it's oh, like, okay. If they do, I can just dip out so fast and get away. And they like so like
fair enough.
I don't think we ever ran from the cops, but I remember just riding in the car, just being like, this is the craziest. Fucking thing! I didn't know like people are capable of this, and I'm not capable of that. I'm a fucking stoner granny driver to the fucking TV.
I am too, dude. Like
be sober as a whistle, just driving down the street going 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, sorry,
bro. I roll it.
Just started thinking. I shouldn't be allowed to drive.
Sorry about it, sorry. Buddy. I was just dwelling.
Just pondering on it, you know.
Oh my god, just chewing
letting
the old thoughtful
the,
cud, you know.
Train just chug on through. And
just chug a lug and
kind of fall off.
Yeah, dude. I'm the same. I'm just like, oh yeah, speed limit 75. We're going to go 77.
Yeah, I'm just too over, so that way and no just one's hang. Suspicious of me going exactly the speed limit.
Well, and like, I don't want to be a dick. Other people got places to be, and like, I'll keep up. Like, if I gotta get in the lane to like go around someone, I'll keep up with everybody and then get back over, do my thing.
See, like, if I was in Denver this weekend, I was driving with traffic. I wasn't granny driving there, and that's
it. Takes me a while to acclimate to like city driving, and then once I'm in it, I'm like, I'm good.
Why do they have speed limits in cities?
Because yeah, just take them also, off.
They have the law where you're supposed to stick with traffic.
Yeah, take your pick.
So why have the 60-mile-an-hour sign when everyone's going 75 and I'm going to get pulled over if I follow that sign?
Oh, dude, I was just commenting the other day, Denver traffic, when like after it lulls in the evening, is what rush hour traffic used to be like 10 years ago, right?
I mean, I had a great experience driving through this weekend. I didn't have any rush.
Dude, I came to a standstill on E-470.
I had more rush hour issues when 10 years ago going down 25.
Well, yeah, you just don't get on 25.
25 was...
Although, I'm not going to lie, I checked your location like one time on Sunday, and you were on 25, and I was like, you poor motherfucker.
It was short. You just got to be patient. The nicest thing, this is something I was taught while delivering pizzas, was... If you keep three spaces in front of you and if you're able to keep three spaces behind you, the car behind you and the car ahead of you were to do that, then that alone will like space it up. And
that'll fix congestion. Yeah, 100%.
I got to experience that.
Well, that's actually nice.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. And very quickly, it just like eased up. The car behind me kept their pace back. I think having the cars that can detect... in front of you now.
Oh, yeah.
That helps a lot.
It's the adaptive cruise control.
Yeah.
Bro, that shit. Oh. I don't miss a lot of the driving features that my old car had in the truck, but I do miss that one. Not that I had that one before, but if I was going to buy a new car, I really wanted it to have that.
I didn't realize Morgan's car had it until this trip.
Oh, shit, it does.
Yeah.
I did not know that either. Yeah. Did she know that?
I think so. I have to assume so. Because it was turned on, so.
Oh, fair enough, yeah. Dude, it's so nice.
Yeah, it was smooth sailing. Sometimes it'll screw you, right? Because
you forget it's on, and then you're just stuck behind someone, like way back, so and you're slow. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
I have to pass them, and then I can, yeah, dirt. Yeah, I know, that shit's funny. I could not imagine driving, like, going to a show, going to a game, like, in Denver right now, and trying to get in and out.
Well, you don't. You take what you do is...
Yeah, you park 40 miles away, and you take the light rail in, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what you have to do. Like, could you imagine getting out of a Rockies game?
I mean, like, I can't say...
parking in the parking lot?
I've never really experienced it, so I can't say.
That's fair. I haven't either because I've never
parked
at the stadium.
A lot of times, and Morgan and I were talking about this, the amount of times that you hear people stressing or talking shit about Denver traffic, no offense to you, Ed, are usually the ones fucking up the traffic.
Oh, I'm good.
Do you get what I'm
keeping,
saying?
Oh, but no, I wholeheartedly agree. They're the guys who are riding everybody's ass and
just staying in the far lane for no fucking reason. Like, your destination isn't 11 miles, and they just stay in that, like, merging on and off lane. It's not the merging lane, but
okay,
that's where you're supposed to
stay. Okay,
that is
me, though. That it. I am better.
No.
I am better. I will wait for, like, two or three miles from my exit, and then I'll get over.
Here's the way you do it. I shouldn't even have to tell you this. You know this. You ride in the middle lane if you're feeling like you don't want to be going too fast or passing anyone, but you want to be able to get over to your lane. Stay in that middle lane. And then when you're about 2 miles out, 3 miles out, pay attention to your traffic over there. But as long as it looks like you're going to be having time to get in over there, I wait until a mile and a half out. That's a little early. A mile, you're probably – that's about when you should merge.
It does depend on the traffic.
It depends on the traffic.
If the traffic's moving, then yeah. But if like the rightmost lane is like bumpered, and then the one adjacent is crawling, and then it's 75-85, I'm probably gonna stay. It depends. It depends. I'm not a huge fan of getting too far away from the exit side.
Man. Yeah, see, and that's why you don't like driving.
I get scared.
That's why
I get so nervous.
That's why you get scared and nervous. And that's,
yep.
It's not.
I'm like, what if I can't get back over?
It's not. And so when you say, imagine getting out of that, I'm like, I don't think I'd have an issue. Like,
fuck, dude, I would cry.
Dude, we used to drive down to Denver with a car full of fucking hooligans, get stuck on 25 because of the rush hour, and have my car overheating. So we'd have to crank the heat up during the summer so that it would stop overheating.
Oh, God, because you had to vent the heat.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And then you're just sitting there like, man, I hope my car doesn't fucking blow up. I really hope traffic starts going. Now we really just need to make it to this next exit so we can get off and take a side road, because otherwise my car will blow up. Like, that
is that stressful. Is stressful. So now, yeah, that I'm driving fair.
Cars that aren't pieces of shit in the city.
I will say, it's been a few years since I had the stress of a vehicle that might literally just fall apart.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. I haven't had to worry about that in a while. So that's good. God. And you know what? That is why when I want to participate in the sport of baseball, I do it from the comfort of my own backyard. Either literally with a glove in my hand, or figuratively on the couch with a DS in my hand. Okay?
You feel me? I would recommend it. Do it on a computer or on literally any other system.
I did it on my phone.
Even then, play a different version. You might get commentary. I don't know.
Oh, sure. Instead of 09 specifically. I still enjoyed this game.
Like, yeah, it's good. It's a baseball game.
Yeah, it could have been a lot more engaging, though.
Yeah, give me some haha. Like, we know by 09. I guess it's 08 because you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
But even though we know that what the DS is capable of. Give us some fucking
sound. Oh, yeah. We could get some commentary in there, I feel.
Yeah.
Well, making it dynamic might not be so easy. I don't know, but something would have been nice.
Yeah,
even just a little like one-liner quips that would repeat every once in a while. Mascots coming
out onto the screen and doing something at one point. I don't know.
Get naked? Man. Come on. Anything.
I mean,
anything. I don't know. I enjoyed the pace of it, and I liked that there weren't any interactions, especially because, you know, I have such a short attention span, or I can't commit a, like, a super long time to something, so I want to try to burn through as much content as quickly as possible. This was pretty good for that, honestly. This was
nice for that.
Yeah. It was pretty quickly paced.
Did you play any mini games?
So I wasn't going to, or at least I was going to try to burn through a number of games first. Excuse me. I loaded into my first game. I think I struck out twice, and then immediately closed the game and went to the home run derby minigame. I was like, I clearly need to practice some hitting. Like, I'm not gonna learn over the course of my first half game. You know, like, I'm a little too competitive for that. So I went through and I played through like 10 hits or something twice. So 20, maybe 20 hits, and then I went back in. And what the fuck was your original question?
Just if you'd played mini games.
Yeah, just that one. And I think only the one.
I didn't even see what the mini games were.
Fuck, there were only two of them. And it was home run derby and something to do with fielding.
Yeah.
So I think it was just an automated hitter, and it was guaranteed. It would just hit, and then you had to try to
get
the
things.
Batter out. Yeah, it was basically just learn the mechanics or practice with the mechanics.
Yeah.
Actually, I might have done the fielding one as well, but I don't think I finished it. I played through a couple of hits, and I was like, I got the hang of it. All right, whatever. But yeah, I struggled through my first couple of games, and I only played on medium. I didn't. I never tried easy, hard. And I never tried hard.
Easy was easy. Easy was what you expect easy to be.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like I got the hang of the game, and I got a really good strategy going. And I fucking made this game my bitch.
Yeah, and now that strategy is going to be out the fucking window when we play against each other.
So, I'm not going to lie, my strategy does extend massively beyond my ability to steal bags. Because, don't get me wrong, that was a massive component in my ability to score. if I had two people on a bag,
but also,
one of those fuckers was scoring. I don't care what, like, the second baseman could be holding the ball. One of those guys was running in. You just pickle. You pickle one guy and then just like lead your other runner off the bag, and then they throw short from home, or they throw second from home, and you're like, okay, well, third's gonna fucking run himself in, I guess. That ball's not coming back to home plate quick enough.
Yeah.
So I also got myself out a lot because sometimes I would forget that I had a guy in flight, and I couldn't tell you how many times
I had
third base run for home this before the, like, as soon as the pitch leaves the pitcher's hand, homie's running in from third, and then I fucking miss the hit, dude, and I forget to have him return to third, and then he just runs into the catcher. He's out, and I'm like, fuck.
I gotta say, I make some silly, dumb mistakes, and I all the time pass to the wrong place. When you're fielding? I'm not expecting to beat you at this at all. I'm not good at this game.
Do you get some double plays and shit?
Told me like that. Yeah, I got some double plays.
All right.
But I guess I got a grand slam, you know? So,
that's double plays huge. As well. When you're fielding.
Yeah, I think I got a couple, but not a lot.
I got lucky. Double plays. I fucked a lot of plays up just because. I just forget. Throw a home.
Why did I throw home? Why didn't I? That's a lot. Like,
I had a few of those.
Bases are loaded. There's zero
Who cares if there's a batter on first? Like, you throw home.
Throw home. Make sure they don't score.
So many times.
Do you have that ingrained in your head too? Here's something I want to talk about. Mm. It's baseball in our lives. Because I know you grew up, maybe we talked about this in the last one.
I played a fuckload of baseball.
You played a lot of baseball.
Yeah. It's been a long time, and I don't watch sports. Not that like the rules of baseball have changed so considerably. Right. I'm sure there's some like the nuances of the rules. I still have it
drilled into me to always throw the first base.
That is also my inclination. I forget about like the strategies, right? Because like if you have someone on first and you field the ball quickly enough, second first.
Yeah.
Especially if it's like a short center throw, and then you know that ball it's just a straight shot and you have a double play at like 9 out of 10, and I just like would kind of forget, like in the instinct like side, like reactionary for sure, I'm always like throw to first, even if there, so I definitely struggled with that too.
Definitely had some like it brought back baseball brain to me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I forgot how much strategy can be involved in baseball, and especially with it being such a tightly, like a compacted experience, right? Because baseball happens, like fuck all happens in baseball, but what does happen happens very quickly, with a lot of breaks in between, right? It's like it's kind of a short but also fast, or short paced but also fast game, right?
Yeah,
which I think is one of the reasons why I love it so much. But
like
I forget
third inning to like sixth inning are just like. Anything can happen, really.
Sure.
You know, but then all of a sudden, eighth inning, you have a close game again. And that's when it's really exciting to pay attention.
Well, and like, you know, your players are I mean, I feel like that's pretty much true with most sports, right? Like, it's anybody's game, and then at the very end, shit fucking happens. Everybody's playing for super real. Like, it's that last sprint. But then, you know, you also have player fatigue to take into consideration. There's
not
just
much
so many.
Not much fatigue in this, though, was there? I mean, there's a fatigue meter, but
for the pitcher,
I never ran that thing close to down.
No, in fact, the problems you mentioned about being on first or like throwing to first, that was only a problem for me for a game or two, and then it, honest to God, I locked down my play style pretty quickly. And then it honestly wasn't really much of a problem. I was striking people out. Everybody was popping flies. I really fucked the CPU, dude. I fucked them up. The NPCs had no fucking chance. I would only, like, if it was a right-handed batter, I would always hit him with a screwball in the like high and tight, like high inside, right? Every single pitch.
Me too. Yeah.
And if they were actually like hitting on it, then I would mix it up. I'd throw them a change up and like right across.
Right
in the middle, dude. Just fuck them up.
So bad.
Left-handed batters got a curveball high inside. I did it. And if I could also time the pitch to throw it right after they would take one of those little like fuck you swings.
It's a practice swing to see their distance, and that's something I was about to say. If you pay attention to,
when
you
can
do that,
see.
You can see how far out they would actually hit in the box. So then you take a curveball. On the outside of it.
Oh my fucking God. I mean, like, I knew that, like, that there was a reach mechanic because that bit me a few times. I just never really noticed that when they take those practice swings, you can see that. Duh. I mean, of course you can. I just never really put that together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of unexplained mechanics in this game.
Yeah, anytime they do that practice swing, if you try to tuck it in on the inside, they hit it.
That's, yeah, of course, they do, of course. Huh. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of bummed I didn't notice that.
It's like a game telling you, hey, throw an outside ball.
Right, you know, yet again, one of those things where we always talk about how we should really compare notes at the beginning.
No, these things I didn't want to share.
I know, this one I also didn't.
It wasn't until we were texting or like something came up and something got said about the touchscreen. You said it first because I wanted to wait and see, because it took me a while to figure out how to play with the buttons.
Oh.
Because you use the back button to use select.
Yeah, when you're in the game,
mm-hmm.
B suddenly is your interact button, your primary mm-hmm. button, which... But
the rest of it, it's A.
Yeah, everything, like your actual menus is A. Yeah, I noticed that, and I thought that was weird, but I think that's because it uses the diamond schematic of the buttons to represent each of the bags. So you have home, first, second, third. Yeah, so B is your home interaction. Right. If you're fielding, that's throw to home or that pitch, and if you're batting, it's swing.
Yep.
So that, yeah. But yeah. I couldn't, I kind of wish that there was a way to interact. Yeah, no, that's fair. Well, because it only ever gives you the prompt to use the touch screen to swing.
Except for the loading screen, right after it tells you that, it tells you fielding, and then it tells you the batting as well with that.
Oh, that's right. It lists them both. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's right. I do remember that. Yeah, I liked it. I had a good time. I was crushing. I played the Astros 20-0. No lie. Absolutely fucked him in the face. I scored 7 points. Right? I think so.
Because the Astros are just such a shit team.
Dude, I scored 7 runs with 2 outs. Like 1 inning. It was like 4th inning. I just 2 pop flies, 2 outs. And then I got the 7 in a row. 7 fucking runs in a row. They weren't all like home runs, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. And then I started sending you screenshots, and I was like, well, now I got to see how far I can try to push this. But I will say, the last inning, I was just like, 20 is fine. I'm not going to try to milk this anymore. Like, let's just get this over with. I've spent long enough on this fucking 6-inning game.
But I know what you mean, because you'd be on a lead, and you'd be like, I'm just going to end. Like, I'm just going to strike out so that we can move on with the game.
Yeah.
Because
I'm just, yeah, like, there's no mercy rule, night. Clearly. Like,
yeah.
Which I was kind of surprised by.
Yeah.
I thought with it being not a super official rules game that it might do that, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's not really that big of a deal. Like, if you've got such a lead, you can really just let it happen. Yeah. It's not too bad.
The game out. Well, no. I don't think there's a whole lot left to say about this. I'm really excited to see what we're going to play next, because we haven't
decided yet.
Our 30th episode, if we want to do something special, I don't think that anyone could argue against that.
No, I don't disagree, and I'm interested to see what you think is special enough for 30.
I don't have anything on, I haven't thought about anything this week.
I haven't either. I've just been fucking playing baseball and getting my ass kicked by life. No. We've had a few titles that we were set on playing and then didn't for one reason or another. One of those was that Indiana Jones game.
I'm kidding. I'm looking them. Okay.
Yeah, no. It wasn't a huge winner.
30th episode quality. Let's throw on the randomizer.
Let's pull one or two down here. See what we can get.
See what it pulls up. See if we agree with it or not.
Yeah. We're not doing that. I'm not even going to read that one out loud.
No, man.
Dude, God.
Big mother truck.
No, I'm executive. No, Hannah Montana. Jesus Christ, dude. Iron Man?
No. All right, stop. Stop. This isn't working.
That's the struggle with the randomizer. There was a time when we were dead set on only playing truly whatever came out of the randomizer, and we were like, Jesus Christ, we want to have fun.
This one came up before. No.
Yeah, no, that was a
French title.
It was like a French English learning game.
All right, let's think of some games here. Let's list some things off that have been on my mind. There's an RPG. We've recently played a lot of RPGs, so I would be willing to pass on this. There is a Sonic RPG. Made by the same team that made Mass Effect.
What? Deadass? What the fuck? Okay, so what's combat? Is it turn-based?
Turn-based.
I don't know if I want to play a turn-based game.
No, I'm with you there. For some reason, racing games are in my head. Whew. Let's try that one again. For some reason, racing games are in my head.
Racing games.
But the only thing that comes to mind is Mario Kart. And
I could fuck up a Mario Kart.
I don't know.
But I think I'd rather play Mario before Mario Kart right now.
I want some depth. You know?
Yeah, I want some lore, maybe, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there Mayhaps. Is a first-person dungeon crawler.
Yeah, I want to do that. All right, first-person dungeon crawler. Yeah,
Google it. Google DS first-person. It's like Heroes of Might or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Along those lines. I think that's shovelware, but it's something close to that. FPS.
Wait, what am I doing, dude? Was it a shooter?
No. FPS dungeon crawler.
Yes, sir.
There's actually two, now that I'm saying this, that come to mind.
Quake, Orcs and Elves. Hell yeah.
Orcs and Elves is what I think was coming to mind initially. And then there's also the Dark Spire. And the Dark Spire is hardcore.
Really?
It's a hard game.
I could be down for a hard game.
Yeah, it's like the Dark Souls of...
Ooh, this looks cool.
Yeah, the graphics are sick. I mean, the whole thing about it, this is a game that I wish I would have picked up because I bet now it is expensive.
Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. Let's take a little peeky poo, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I don't
look at it, $119 in a box sealed.
Yeah, sealed box, $119.
$200.
This one's at $200. Yeah, Jesus Christ. Well.
100 for an in
85, box. 90, 130. Yeah, overall consensus.
I gotta start getting these games now.
Yeah.
Before they get too out of hand.
Man, I still gotta buy a GameCube.
Yeah.
Or a Wii. Or like another Wii. I've owned like three Wiis in my life.
The Wii, but you gave that to your brother. That's right. All right, we do.
Yeah,
because
he forgot
Spire.
To send it to me. Yeah, let's do the Dark Spire. That sounds sick as fuck.
All right, I'm down with that. Some nerdy shit. We'll see about the lore. I don't know if they'll... You know, you feel like Dungeon Crawler is always going to have, like you were talking about earlier, that background lore.
I love background lore. Honestly, let me fill in the gaps, but like hit me with the milestones, you know? Hit me with the big shit, you know?
Absolutely.
Spend more time focusing on, I don't know, making dragons and shit, whatever. I don't fucking know. I love background lore. Dark Souls.
I say
environmental
Dark Souls just because
storytelling.
It's hard. That's the only reason I said Dark Souls.
Oh, dude, the lore of Dark Souls is fucking insane.
It is. It's deep, and that's something I've never delved into, but I know I would enjoy it once I do.
It is. It truly is so good, honest to God. That's some good shit. But yeah, Dark Spire for next time. I'm actually excited about that one. I think that'll be cool.
Then we will get back to you on that one. Don't necessarily disconnect yet from the stream. The episode will end like here-ish. Because we can't imagine it will be fun for the episode to have us playing baseball.
A visual component?
Yeah, yeah. It could be. This could be something that puts people to sleep.
You mentioned commentary.
It's true. I don't think we're going to do it.
No, I'm kidding. We're not doing that.
So we need a little break. I think we need a 5-minute.
Yeah, we're going to take five. We'll be back.
I got to hit the palace. The piss palace.
The piss palace. And I have three of them, but only two of them are admitting. No, only one of them are admitting pissers right now. The other two are still under construction-ish.
All right.
So we're going to take turns using the piss palace, and we'll be right back.
All right. Put us onto a...